Penguin Random House Canada presents Reconciling History, A Story of Canada by Jody Wilson-Raybould and Roshan Dinesh. Read for you by the authors with
Uvanga Atira Renelta Arluk. My mother is Denisuslana and Cree from Treaty 8 Territory, Wood Buffalo Region, and my father's Inuvialuk Gwich'en from the Inuvik Iqaluit Region.
Gijaba Mayinga Nindigal, Yolanda Benel Nindishnikaz, Ojibwe Anishinaabe from Fort William First Nation.
Anin Nimunbakwa Dishnikazian Kitagonze B. Donjaba Gikododem. Hello, my name is Dylan Chiblo. I'm Ojibwe from Garden River First Nation.
Glenn Gould, Mi'kmaq Nation.
Ty Amy Grauman, Métis Nation of Alberta.
Hi, my name is Sarah Kelly. I'm Bear Clan from the Algonquins of Pickwocknagon in Golden Lake, Ontario, and I currently live in Vancouver.
Asivak Abraham Kostachin. I am from Attawapiskut First Nation and Inuvik Northwest Territories.
Hello, my name is Chris Majaki. I am Anishinaabe, originally from Sagamuk Anishinaabek, with ties to Wukumakong Unceded Territory, and Chiging, West Bay.
Marion Newman, Nikyega, Kwakwakiwak from the Kukwem, Giksam, and Witwalabaya clans of northern Vancouver Island, and Coast Salish from Chiam of the Stalo Nation along the Upper Fraser Valley.
My name is Joshua Ojik, and my spirit name is Nabagabo, he who replaces the first. I am from the Algonquin Nation, and half Plains Cree.
Elora Patnaik, of East Indian descent.
Adrian Shepherd Gowinski, settler of English and Polish descent.
Caitlin Yacht, Coast Tsimshian, from L'Aquilam's BC Raven Clan.
For the Musqueam Zawadanik peoples, whose strength, forethought, vision and leadership is reflected in the Kingcome Poll and continues to guide so many of us today and into the future. Where common memory is lacking, where people do not share in the same past, there can be no real community. Where community is to be formed, common memory must be created. George Erasmus. Odudum, totem pole. I come from Wewakai, a small First Nations community on an island off the west coast of Canada. You may know it as Cape Mudge on Quadra Island. Quadra is one of the largest of the Gulf Islands and a place of insurmountable beauty. While writing this, I am sitting down by the water, Discovery Passage, out front of my small house on Indian Reserve Number 10. As it has been classified under Canada's Indian Act. As is typical in the summer months, one can expect to see orca and humpback whales pass by and eagles fly overhead, as well as cruise ships on the Alaska route. While Cape Mudge is my home, it is not actually a full answer to the question of where I am from. Cape Mudge is a place, but I am from a people and a nation, as well as a place. My people, the Musqueam, Zawadanik, and Lihwitha, are part of the Kwakwaka'wakw Nation, also known as the Kwakwala-speaking peoples. Like peoples around the world, my people are organized around families, clans, and tribes. The term Musqueam essentially means four groups living together. We are four tribes who, together, are one people. Each tribe has roles and responsibilities that must be fulfilled to help everyone survive and thrive. We also are part of broader kinship groups and confederacies, the Kwakwaka'wakw, as part of supporting, caring for, and ensuring the safety and well-being of one another. In our telling of our origin stories and history, this coming together of groups was in response to threats and challenges. A great flood. The way I just told you part of the story of my people is not the most typical way we would tell that story. Art is. at once time-bound and timeless, our art conveys our worldview, identity, history, and teachings, whether in the form of masks, cedar baskets, carvings, paintings, dance, or song. Our art educates us about who we are, how we got here, and what roles and responsibilities we have to each other. For me, it has always been our carvings, such as our totem poles, that have stood out for their telling of the story of who we are, across time and across space. Our word for totem is kik. The Algonquin word odudum is where the word totem in English is derived from. Odudum means clan or kinship group. Typically, clans for First Nations peoples are based on animals. The animals appear and clans form in our origin stories. Those stories speak to the roles, responsibilities, relationships, and knowledge that each clan has and must carry through time in order for human and social well-being to exist. When a totem pole is carved, it is a telling of the history of a people's, a family, and their lineage, and of their rights, responsibilities, and relationships. Look at the Musqueam Tsawwadinuk pole. It stands at Gwa'i, or Kinkum, the home of my grandmother, Pugladi, Ethel Pearson. The pole was carved by a group of artists, including Willie Seaweed and Herbert Johnson. What do you see when you look at it? Here's what I see. I see our history, the crests, the thunderbird at the top, wolf, raven, and head winter dancer, a portrayal of first ancestor at the bottom. Represent one of the four tribes, Gukwalut, of the Musqueam Tsawwadinuk. In showing each of them, the pole conveys how we are connected as one, have love and charity for one another, and have responsibilities to each other and for the land and resources. I see our law. In our system of governance, when understandings and agreements are reached, they need to be validated publicly. Witnessing is critical, and it binds the community and every member to the agreements that have been reached. This is reflected and confirmed in the potlatch, our central institution of governance. The collective decision to erect a pole would take place only through an agreement reached through our governance process and publicly witnessed and validated. I see forms of wealth. In our teachings, our unity and connection are a form of wealth, and representing our relations with each other conveys that. In other words, I see family, so I see wealth. Many totems also represent wealth, both material and immaterial, through the placing of a copper on a pole. In many First Nations cultures, coppers are a symbol of wealth, carrying their own name, history, and value. Now, this may surprise you, but when I look at this totem pole, I also see the reality of Canada's history of colonization of Indigenous peoples and the struggle of my people for justice. This is not visible in the carving itself, but in viewing this pole in its context. The pole was erected in 1936, following the death of King George V of England. Even though this death occurred at one of the darkest times for First Nations in British Columbia and for Indigenous peoples across Canada, the Indian Act was controlling our lives, the residential school system was breaking up our families, our governance systems were ignored and in some instances outlawed, and we were legally barred from raising issues of land rights. The pole was erected as a tribute to the late king. The decision to do this reflects the relational worldview of our and other Indigenous peoples. It is in upholding and strengthening proper, healthy, and just relationships that true happiness, prosperity, and meaning in life is found, even when one's partner is not upholding that relationship, or perhaps even especially when one's partner is not upholding that relationship. There is a responsibility to uphold it oneself. Raising the pole was also an act of resistance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?